be all the glory in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at the book of Matthew chapter 6. We'll start from verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. My major concern this morning is, or this evening, is supernatural supplies. We are going to be praying today about supernatural supplies. Supernatural supply. Supplies that originate from the supernatural. Supplies that are not natural. Supplies that are not easily explainable. They are real. I want to say that in God, supplies exist before demand. In the physical, we have a demand. Then we look for supply. A need arises. Then we begin to look for how to meet the need. In the realm of the spirit, especially in God, supplies exist before demand. What will be needed tomorrow is on ground today in God. In God, answers exist before questions. And I'll give you like 4, 5, or 6 examples. Number one example. Adam's provision existed before his creation. Whatever Adam will need was on ground before Adam was formed. That was one of the reasons I believe why Adam was the last for God to create. He created the water, created the land, created the birds, created the fishes, and created everything. And when everything Adam needed was already available, then God followed it up with the creation of Adam. Secondly, the water that will quench Ishmael's thirst was available before the thirst arose. When Abraham asked Ishmael and the mother to go, following the instruction of Sarah, the Bible said, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 15, and the water was spent in the bottle. And she cast the child under one of the straws, the water bottle she was having. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. That is, they were in the wilderness going. Water has finished. He threw the child here. Threw the bottle there and was somewhere mourning. And she sat over against him and lifted her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee? Hagar, fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a nation, a great nation. And God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. And filled the bottle with water and gave the lad. Do you get the picture? Here was the boy on the journey with this boy. The water had finished. Boy is about to die of thirst. She threw the boy under a shrub so that she wouldn't watch the child die in her hands. And went somewhere else and began to cry. What have I done to deserve this? Where she was, God called unto her. Don't be afraid. That boy has Abraham's blood in him. Even though it's a mistake, yet he has covenant blood. Do you notice that Hagar was the first to cry? And Hagar cried. Please place it back on the screen. She lifted, and Hagar was, cried. What I'm saying is different from what you are showing. You just show the passage now. And I'll look at verse 16. And the Bible said, and she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off. And it were a bow shot, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of Hagar crying. The one who was crying was different. The one God heard was different. He heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of the Lord called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee? Fear not, for God has heard your voice. Is that what he said? He has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Covenant blood was in the boy. A mistake was made, but Abraham's blood was there. And God heard the lad. And he will be a great nation. And where Hagar was sitting, crying out for water, God opened her eyes. God did not say, go 1 kilometer away. There is a well there, fetch water. He opened her eyes and here was a well. She didn't move from where she was to look for the well. The well that will quench the thirst of the boy that was crying for thirst was where the mother was. And the well was there before the thirst arose. And God did not create the well because of the situation. The well had been there. Bear High Leroy. By the God who seeth me. That was what she named the well. Am I communicating? Does that convince you that in God, provisions exist, supplies exist before demand? Example number 3. Once upon a time, the children of Israel were on their journey into the promised land. And they needed water. And they found water. It was called the waters of Marah. But the challenge was that the water was bitter. Exodus chapter 15 verse 23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Go on. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. The tree that will sweeten the water was near the water. Before they discovered that the water was bitter, the solution was available. Does it make any sense to you? Look at your neighbor and say, I don't know what you are looking for, but before you began to look for it, it's in existence. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't know what the demand is,
But the supply is already available. Say a louder amen.
Suddenly, David, example number three, David was confronting Goliath. And nobody had solution to Goliath. But where David stood facing Goliath, there was a brook. And he picked 5 smooth stones from the brook. And I said it like this. What number was that? What number are we going at? Number 4. The stone that will bring down Goliath was close to Goliath. It was not an imported stone. Goliath's answer is not far from Goliath. Like we say in Africa, Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and in verse 40, he picked the stones from there. Example number 5. The money that will pay the tax of Jesus and Peter was in the mouth of the fish before the tax collectors arrived. Before the tax collectors arrived, the money that will pay the tax was in the mouth of the fish. That was in Matthew chapter 17, verse 26 to 27. All right, verse 25. Verse 25. Okay, back up a little bit. Back up a little bit to 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money, that's tax collectors, came to Peter and said, "Does not your master pay tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers?" He said, "Of strangers. Nevertheless, so that we do not offend them, go to the water." I knew this hour was coming. So I packaged the money inside the fish's mouth. Catch the fish, open his mouth. You will find the exact amount that will pay me for me and for you. Exact amount. That's, what kind of coincidence is this? When he gave them the money, no change. He said, "Take the money and pay for me and you." In other words, I prepared for this hour before the hour arrived. You don't think that God can prepare for you like that? So that is how it is. The money that will pay the tax for Jesus and Peter was available before the tax collectors arrived. Example number 6. The pot inside which water would turn into wine was set for action before the wine finished. In John chapter 2, verse 3 to 7, we see how they were in the wedding in Cana, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, "They have no wine." Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is yet to come." And his mother said unto the servants, "Whatsoever I say unto you, do." And there were set. Somebody say set. There were set. There are 6 water pots of stones, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, "Fill those water pots with water." And they filled it them to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw out now and bear to the governor of the feast." Who knew that wine will finish? Do they package empty pots and put at wedding occasions? The last wedding you went, you saw drums standing there without water. The last wedding you went at the International Conference Center, they put drum around the high table. They say, "What is this drum for?" He said, "I don't know. It's just like that." But it was, and the Bible says, it was set. Set for when it will be needed. And when they poured the water and they served the wine did not finish. Is God speaking to somebody here? Example number what now? Number seven. All these are to confirm to you that in God, supplies exist before demand. Before the questions arise, the answers are there. Number seven. The five loaves and two fishes that will be multiplied to feed 5,000. Five loaves and two fish that will be multiplied to feed 5,000 was available in the crowd before the need arose. It was right there. There is a lad here. John chapter 6, verse 5 to 10. There is a lad here. There is a lad. There is somebody among us here who already has what you are looking for. Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude come unto him, said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that this may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which has five barley loaves and two small fishes. All right? Small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make them to sit down. And then he prayed. And now, so before the need arose, what will feed the people, what will be multiplied to feed the people was among. Am I communicating? It was in their midst. They didn't have to go and look for it. So anything you are looking for is where you are. And this night you will find it. Finally, the place where the master would eat the Passover or was to eat the Passover with his disciples. The place where the master ate the Passover with his disciples was already prepared before the Passover time arrived. The place where he ate that Passover, he didn't have to go looking for a place when it was Passover time. It was available. And all he did was to step into it. Mark chapter 14, verse 12. Mark chapter 14, verse 12. The Bible speaking, I'll read all the way to verse 14. And the first day of the unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sended, they're asking where, and he sended for two of his disciples and said unto them, go into the city. You will meet a man like a Meruah, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him anywhere he goes. And wheresoever he shall go, say ye to the good man. So follow the Meruah to the house. And then you will meet the landlord and ask him, the master said, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room already furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us. If none of this convince you, are you convinced now? Prepared, furnished, and prepared. Just table is set. That is why it is important to know God cannot invite you into this world to suffer and die. Nobody brought himself. There is none of you who was the reason why you came. Not even your father invited you or your mother. No. Provisions precede invitations. Before I formed you, I knew you. Before you came forth, I ordained you and prepared the ground for you. Now, what do you do to access supernatural provision? I'm going to be very, very fast here. What do you do to access supernatural provision? Number one, make God and his kingdom the priority of your life. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, the house, the car, everything shall be added unto you. But these are the things the Gentiles seek for. Make God, make his kingdom the priority of your life. Let God know and let the devil know and let you know and let your friends know and let your enemies know that God is the priority of your life. Not a divided heart. Not one leg in God and one leg in the native doctor. Not one leg in church and one leg in the nightclub. The way they say, are you carrying church on your head? That is, you literally carried it on your head. Make God and his kingdom the priority of your life. Number two, exist in God's appointed plan, purpose, and place for your life. Exist in God's appointed plan, purpose, and place for your life. There is an appointed plan for you. There is an appointed purpose for your life. What I am doing now is what I am meant to be doing with my life. If I remained in full-time medical practice, maybe I would have been very miserable. Or if I sell a business, or maybe let me go to politics, no, or whatever. So there are people doing different things and are in different places where God didn't send them. There are those who are meant to be in Nigeria now who are suffering in America now. There are those who are meant to be in Nigeria now who are almost dead in the UK now. Struggling for paper for the last 20 years. Dodging police and dodging immigration. It is not a matter of where you are, but who kept you there. If God has kept you in Nigeria, you will enjoy more than anybody in anywhere in America. If God has kept you in Britain, then that is your place. An appointed place. God told Elijah, go to the widow of Zarephath. Go to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon. I've prepared the widow to sustain you there. And that is where Elijah's provision will be for that time. Go to the brook Cherith. If he went to brook, whatever, any other brook, Kidron or any other brook, he was on his own. Go to the brook, Cherith. A raven will feed you there. If Elijah said, oh, well, okay, you see, I should go to the brook, which means he wants me to go near a riverside. Okay, let me go to River Jordan. Let me go to Lake Gennesaret. Let me go to the Sea of Tiberias. He will be on his own. There is a place. There is a purpose. And there is a plan for you. There are people doing businesses that God has no hand in. So they are in endeavors where God has no supply for them. Because your allocation is in a location. There is a connection between allocation and location. There is a connection between place and provision. You see? Everybody was rushing down to Egypt, I think. And there was famine in the land like it is in Nigeria and most places of the earth now. And God spoke to Isaac, said, don't go to Egypt. I know you are tempted to go and look for a green card. You are tempted to do something. Don't go to Egypt. Remain in this land. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 2. I will bless you in this land. And he remained in the land. And in verse 12, 13, 14, God blessed him until the Philistines envied him. Am I communicating at all? This is why some people say, oh, I'm suffering. I've been paying tithe. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. God says, you are somewhere else. And what I have sent, I am sending your way somewhere else. You are walking somewhere and what is yours is somewhere else. You are doing a particular business and your money is in another business. You are in a particular career and what I want you to do is somewhere else. I prophesy to somebody, God will show you what is yours and show you what to do with your, what to do and show you where to be located and show you where to be placed. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. So make God and his kingdom the priority of your life. Number two, exist in God's appointed plan, purpose, and place for your life. That was how Jesus functioned. He was everywhere he was there according to God's agenda. Number three, Be a faithful covenant practitioner. A faithful covenant practitioner. When I say faithful covenant practitioner, it means that you are a faithful giver, a faithful sacrificer, and a faithful tither. Concerning tithe, he said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you a blessing. You will have not room enough to receive. Faithful. See, one opening can settle you for life. One. That is, God opened the door for you and you are okay for life. Both you and your generation. I will open the windows of and pour you a blessing. Somebody say a. He didn't say blessings.
A. One.
That you will have no room enough to handle. And I see that coming for somebody. When we say faithful, it is not what you do occasionally. See, I was thinking something the other day, and my wife said that my problem, one of the things she likes with my life, is the consistency of doing things. That is, you made up your mind, you are going to do this particular thing. Let me say something like, normal things. I must have my bath every time. It is the end of the day before sleeping. Let's say something like that. And you make up your mind. And then for donkey years, you don't need nobody to remind you. Something like, I must take care of my teeth every time I eat. I won't allow debris in my teeth. I must clean it up every time. Or maybe last time in the night, I must brush before I sleep. And for the remaining days of your life, nobody need to encourage you. That is, there is a grace for consistent, even in normal things first. Right? Whatever it is, and now translate it to the spiritual realm. That I won't take one sissy to buy anything until I've given God what is his. And you face it with the rigidity of day and night. You face it with the rhythmicity of the rising sun. That was how John Wesley was. For 60 solid years, he woke up 4 a.m. on the dot every day to pray. 60 years. And after praying till 5, he will ride the horse 1 hour till 6 to do morning cry in some circuits before the day will start till 10 in the night. The biographer said his schedule was as rigid as the sun. Rigid. See? Many of us do good things occasionally. But it is when you do the good things or the right thing persistently that no devil can deny you your results. Faithfulness in the practice of the covenant. Not when you feel like, not when the economy was good, not when you feel like it, but on a tenacious basis. And you do that, and then no devil can stop supernatural supply. Abraham, and then Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, all the way to verse 32, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So be a faithful covenant practitioner. Faithful. Number 4. Possess scriptural light and insight. These things I'm saying now, making them a part of your life. Oh, does it mean my supply existed before my demands? And it enters your head and changes your mind. Please understand that revelation attracts possession. What you know determines what God gives. The things that are revealed belong to us. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The things that are revealed belong to us. If it is not revealed to you, it does not belong to you. So you have seen it out of scripture. that you are not meant to be struggling to be married. You are not meant to be struggling for a house. You are not meant to be struggling for daily bread. It changes your mindset. And your mind changes completely. And then out of your imagination, things begin to emerge. And then your faith is built. And then your faith begins to move things to happen. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Your revelations affect your conviction. Your conviction affects your confession. Your conviction affects your action. Your conviction affects your imagination. And your conviction affects your manifestation. I spoke too fast, right? Listen to it in the message. Convictions will fuel, your revelation will fuel your conviction. Your revelation affects your conviction. Your revelations affects your confession. When someone says, oh, the country is hard, he said, not for everybody. Your revelation affects your conviction, affects your confession. When men say they are cast and you are saying they are lifted up, affects your imagination, affects your actions, affects your manifestation. That's why it's very important to see things out of scripture. That is why we are not all equal at the same level, because we haven't seen the same thing. And finally, what have I said so far? And I've used all the time today to say things. May God and His kingdom the priority of your life. Exist in God's appointed plan, purpose, and place for your life. Be a faithful covenant practitioner, faithful fighter and giver. Possess scriptural light and insight. And finally, maintain spiritual violence. Refuse for the devil to hold anything that is yours. Maintain spiritual violence. What is yours is takeable by violence. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom suffer violence and the violent taketh it. Matthew 11, 12. So how violent you are determines what you can take. You need a fighter spirit. The devil wants to cheat you out of your inheritance. He wants to make you look harassed and pitiable. But with revelation, you shift to aggressivity. Spiritual aggressivity, rascality, radicality. You refuse to give up. He tries to close this door, you move to another side. He tries to close another, you shift to another side. You become restless and radical. You get more insight of scripture. You speak it in confession. You speak it in declaration. You fight it out in prayers in the middle of the night. You worship it out and tell the devil, I know what is mine, and you can't keep it back. Stand on your feet to the shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Ay, 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 ay. Possessions don't belong to the weakling. Aggression determines possession. You need some spiritual level of aggression. Some spiritual level of aggression to possess the things that belong to you. Any aggressive person in the realm of the spirit here, say a loud amen. A louder amen. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 16. He said, a gracious woman retaineth honor and strong. Okay. A gracious woman retaineth honor and timid people retain riches. Weak people, apologetic people, feeble people, lazy people. For where? To be audacious, aggressive, ferocious, lionic, lionous, lioscious. Am I communicating? You need when the devil see you, in the village, when kite comes to pick a chicken, just pick a chicken, a chick, and it will go and they'll be watching. Oh, but if the mother or if the owner of the chicken or the mother hen, do, ka, 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 ka. Hey! Even though it's a in the air.
He will leave it from there.
The shout is too much for it to carry it. That's what you need to do for the devil.
Kay. Kay, stop. Kay. Hey, Kay, stop.
They will be leading us in some aggressive prayer. If you want, remain gentle. We don't pray for money, but we tell the devil to lose his hands from what is ours. We do what brings money and then command the devil to lose his grip on what is ours. We do what brings money, then we put systems under pressure to release what is ours. We do our part, then we make demands on what is ours. And that is what shall be happening tonight. Let me announce to somebody, congratulations for being here tonight. Embargo on poverty in your lineage because of you is lifted forever. What you have heard tonight, my God shall expand it for you. More revelations will come to you. As you sleep overnight, encounters that will make this thing practical. In the name of Jesus, that shall be your portion. In Jesus' name, bye-bye to wretchedness. Bye-bye to empty-handedness. Bye-bye to scarcity. For the remaining part of this year, your resources shall look for you. Whatever the devil denied you from January to now, between now and December, it shall rush as fuel like fire. Lift your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for what you receive. Thank Him. Go ahead and thank Him. Thank Him.
Father, we thank you for what I've received tonight. We bless your name. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Still in appreciation, say after me, Father, thank you for the privilege of relationship. Thank you for the privilege and profit of knowing you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for the privilege of relationship. Thank you for the privilege and profit of knowing you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the profit of knowing you. Give me the praise and the glory. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of relationship with you. Thank you for the privilege and the profit of knowing you. We give you the praise, we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, thank you for the multiplication of testimonies in the midst of your people. To you be all the glory. Father, thank you for the multiplication of testimonies in the midst of your people. To you be all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the multiplication of testimonies in the midst of your people. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for the multiplication of testimonies in the midst of your people. Thank you, Father, for the multiplication of testimonies in the midst of your people. We give you the praise, we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, thank you for the privilege of access into your presence by the blood of Jesus. Father, thank you for the privilege of access into your presence by the blood of Jesus. To you be all the glory in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege of access into your presence by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of access to us into your presence by the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are going to be taking delivery of our supplies. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12, the Bible says, saying, Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Can you lift up and say, Father, I receive my supplies for the remaining half of the year through the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Father, I receive my supplies for the remaining half of the year 2017 through the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and take delivery by the blood of Jesus. We receive our supplies, Lord. I receive my supplies, Lord, for the remaining half of the year. I take delivery of my supplies. I take delivery of my supply. I receive my supplies for the remaining half of the year, Lord. In the compromise of Panda Data, the Shalara Dagayada Dabayata, in the Prendega Papana Natalia, in the Fleto Kopopo Zapote, in Shalara Daya, in La Garada Dada Dada, in La Garada Dada Dada, in La Paraka Lababa Sopolo Prete, in the Bereko Panda, in the Bereko. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Literally, say, Father, I ask that all systems and individuals holding my possession and portion for the remaining half of 2017, we release them under pressure in Jesus' name. I decree that they would lose their peace, lose their sleep, lose their rest until what is mine is released into my hands. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. I ask, O God, that every system body, what belongs to me, come under pressure. Every individual holding my position, holding my portion, in the name of Jesus, I bring them under pressure. Lose your grief, lose your rest, lose your peace. Yeah. Every system, every individual, holding my portion, holding my possession in the remaining half of 2017. In the name of Jesus, I command you to release them. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. I command you to lose your peace. I command you to lose your rest. End upon the day of compassion. Release. What is my portion? What is my possession? You are under the pressure of the Holy Ghost. Lapada copere pate. In Jesus, mighty name we are praying. Say after me, Father. I summon what is mine from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, to come for me and locate me in the remaining half of 2017. In the name of Jesus, Father, I summon what is mine from the north, south, east, and west to come for me and locate me in the remaining half of 2017. In the name of Jesus, give the voice and receive it.
Everything that belongs to me in the remaining part of 2017, I command you to come into my hands now. I command you to come from the east, the west, the north, the south, under pressure, in a hurry. Makwada gaya galagwat, ekwada gaya galagayas, labrada gaya galaga. In Jesus' name. Say, Father, we receive the supplies for the church, the supplies for dunamis in the remaining half of the year 2017. Of the year 2017. Through the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Let's go. Jesus Christ. Praise the Father. We summon all that belongs to the church, all that belongs to Dunamis, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, to come to the church, to come to Dunamis, to locate the church in the remaining half of this year, in the name of Jesus. One more time, Father, we summon all that belongs to us, all that belongs to the church, to Dunamis, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, to come to the church and to locate the church in the remaining half of this year, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray.
In Jesus' precious name.
Jesus said to Peter, launch your net into the deep for a draught. That is, put the lake under pressure and bring out what belongs to you. He said, what is the lamb that was slain? That was this. The first one was Luke chapter 5 verse 4 to 5. And then the next one was Revelation chapter 5 verse 12. That was slain to receive for us riches, to receive for us power and then riches. So inside the inside redemption is riches. Was slain to receive riches. And then concerning Abraham, he said he called those things that be not as though they were. That's why we are summoning the things to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. So you lift up your right hand everywhere you are and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive
my supplies
and the supplies of Dunamis and the supplies of this nation
by the blood
of Jesus
in the remaining half
of the year. Father,
I ask
that all systems
and individuals
holding
my possession
and that of the church
and that of the nation
be put under pressure.
They shall lose their peace
and lose their sleep
and lose their rest
until what is ours
is released.
Father,
I summon
what is mine
and what belongs to the church
and belongs to our nation
from the north,
the south,
the east,
and the west.
Come
to us,
locate us.
Open your mouth and establish the prayer.
Masha to
Kelebiridias.
Lememere
Tekasikila
Maragadella.
Masto
Kelebere Kedeste
Pelibia Galayada.
Ekestolida
Mamaratasina
Galayata Parananas.
Meste
Leperote
Sote Lebede
Galea.
Ekestila
Babarina
Galayada.
In
Jesus'
precious name,
amen.
The Lord has answered
us.
Amen.
Hold the
hands of
somebody near
you. God
has answered us.
Your
supplies,
the
supplies
of this
church,
and
the supplies
of this
nation,
they are
released
right
now.
Amen.
Anyone
holding
what belongs
to us
from
this evening,
they
lose their
peace,
their
sleep,
and their
rest
until
what is
ours
be released.
Anywhere
they are meant
to allocate
you
a job
or
allocate
you
something
and
they are
sitting on
it,
They have lost their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours is released. Angels are put on assignment to release what is ours. We summon our possession. We summon our resources from the north, south, east, and west. They shall look for us. In Jesus' precious name, I decree the shakings of the heavens, the shakings of the earth, the shakings of the sea, the shakings of the dry land, the shakings of the nation. For everything that belongs to this church and belongs to the people of the church and the people of and our nation to be shaken into our hands. In the name of Jesus, it shall be an unusual month of supplies. This seventh month, in Jesus' precious name. So hold the hands and lift it up now. For the love.